Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. With the Republic of North Korea. North Korea.
North. South. Nuts to this.
She was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What some are calling the storm of a lifetime.
Out of here, look behind every tunnel. It's a twister.
Driven by higher sea surface temperatures linked to human-caused climate change.
Can I get out of here, please?
So that's what it is, right? Our Earth is getting warmer.
It's supposed to be hot. Not that hot.
There is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Who's hungry?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Just listening to that Kamala Harris cut where she confused North Korea and South Korea. It suddenly occurred to me that in the 1976 presidential debates, one of them, Gerald Ford would have been behind, but he was closing the gap rapidly. And then at some point, he said that Poland was a free country. This was before the end of the Cold War, and it was behind the Iron Curtain. It was a Warsaw Pact nation under the rule of the Soviet Union. And it was one of the final nails in his coffin when he confused Poland's status as a U.S. ally or as a Soviet puppet. And people were shocked and appalled. I mean, that wasn't a high stakes debate. You know, you don't get much more tension filled than a presidential debate. And yet Kamala Harris this morning is just reading some prepared remarks. I assume she wasn't reading from the teleprompter. There's no way she could be reading from the teleprompter, but why would you need to have prepared comments, a briefing book, a teleprompter, whatever, when you're saying the United States is an ally of South Korea? And she called it North Korea. You know, we all know what Joe Biden's problem is, because we've all had family members or at the very least known people who had his problem. I mean, what the hell is her problem? She's only 55 years old, maybe not even 55. How can you confuse North Korea? I've never heard anyone confuse North Korea and South Korea. It's not like confusing North Carolina and South Carolina, North Dakota and South Dakota. I mean, we fought a war against North Korea and Red China. We still have, I believe, about 35,000 troops in the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, as sort of a tripwire to prevent North Korea from coming in and invading South Korea, or at least shelling Seoul, which is one of the most affluent cities in the world. I think 8 million, 10 million people live there, but it's within artillery range of North Korea. And she doesn't know the difference between North Korea and South Korea. I don't know. I still don't think, though, that, as we said in the poll question last week, you know, can they basically deny her the nomination in 2024? And I don't think they can. As dumb as she is, or as, I don't know if it's dumb or ignorant, whatever it is, it's going to be tough. I mean, she's got, she checks too many boxes. She's a member of too many protected classes. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Hope everyone in Florida is doing better today. The storm is leaving the Sunshine State, heading up the eastern seaboard, causing more pain, obviously, as it goes north. very strange appearance today on the ABC morning show by the sheriff, I believe, of Lee County. I assume he's a Republican, given that Lee County is an extremely red part of Florida. And he said there were hundreds of people dead. And I don't know if he just didn't have enough sleep or whatever. And it turns out he was just talking about there were hundreds of 911 calls to people saying they couldn't do anything about the flooding. And somehow it came out that he said that there were hundreds of people dead. And I certainly hope that's not true. 844-500-4242-508 says, my anger for this administration has turned to embarrassment for our country. Yeah, but it's worse than embarrassment, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, yes, you are embarrassed, but when our enemies, our adversaries, the autocrats, the tyrants in the world, they sense weakness, just like a dog sense or any wild animal senses that you're afraid of him. And it's a very destabilizing environment that we're in when we have people who really neither one of them is all there. And Nancy Pelosi makes three. And Pat Leahy he's the president, what is it, president pro tem of the Senate? He's the fourth in line to succession. Has he recovered from his broken hip? He's, I don't know, 87, 85 years old, something like that. 844-500-4242. These Democrats, they're really deranged. I don't know if you saw that, you know, this Maggie Haberman is writing this book, and, you know, she got these interviews with, she works for the New York Times. She used to work for the New York Post, and for some reason, Trump lets her into Mar-a-Lago, and he's, you know, even though she always is stabbing him in the back and putting out all these nasty tweets, she's got a new book coming out about the Trump presidency, and she has him calling Mitch McConnell a piece of excrement. Only he doesn't use the word excrement. So today there's a story. I mean, just talk about the craziness of these Democrats. According to Maggie Haberman, and you know, again, New York Times, Russian collusion hoax, you know, very fake news. Take it for what it's worth. But she reports in her book, new book, Breitbart got a copy of it, that before the 2016 debate, the third debate, I guess it's the one in St. Louis, Senator Dianne Feinstein, speaking of dementia, her husband said that he had heard that Trump might be planning to poison Hillary Clinton. And he was going to have some, I'm not making this up. He was going to have some poison on his hand, and somehow he was going to shake her hand and give her the poison. And I don't know if she was going to keel over in the midst of the town hall debate or what was going to happen. Yes. Yes, Taylor.
I can't even envision him shaking her hand.
Again, he does not like to shake people's hands. I mean, he got over it a little bit, you know, when he was running for president and he had to, but he's a germaphobe. He didn't like to shake. That's why the story about the, the Russian hookers at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow was so absurd. If you knew anything about the guy, it was preposterous from the start. But so anyway, but here's the weird part of it. So they told this to Hillary, and to her credit, I mean, she's not totally insane, I guess, or at the time she wasn't totally insane. Now I'm not so sure about. She said, oh, that's ridiculous. But you know who believed the story? Ron Klain. Ron Klain, who is now the chief of staff to Joe Biden. He was going around trying to check out the story that somehow he was going to put this, James Bond spy poison on his
neurotoxin.
Head. What?
Like a neurotoxin?
I don't know. But what is it? The chief of staff.
Give me some poison from a poison tree dart frog.
but so you say, oh well, you know, the president is senile. The vice president has some kind of mental disability, obviously, But, you know, there are adults in charge at the White House. And so the guy who's theoretically at the top of the depth chart, the food chain at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, believed that Donald Trump was going to poison Hillary Clinton in the 2016 debate by putting poison on his hand. And I think Hillary's whole point was, how is he going to poison, if he's going to poison me by just the touch, the contact, how is he not going to be poisoned? Which is a pretty good point. And I dare say she didn't major in biology or neurotoxins at Wellesley College, and they didn't have any courses in it at Yale Law School either. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242.
We're going to coat my hand with a highly resistant polymer, be completely resilient to the virus or the poison.
508, why are you even dignifying Maggie Haberman's book? Because it's so crazy. I mean, it's you know, we keep saying this over and over again. You can't make this stuff up.
I mean, was originally going to hide in the bush with a blow dart.
Does he have? Did the FBI confiscate some shrunken heads when they raided Mar-a-Lago, along with the magazine clippings and the letters from Little Rocket Man? I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. You finally fall asleep, and bam, right at dawn, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best night's sleep every night, just like I do, there is one solution. It's called MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener's special page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Oh, right. The poison. The poison for Cusco. The poison chosen specially to kill Cusco. Cusco's poison.
Someone says, isn't Ron Klain really the real president of the United States? Well, he's the chief of staff. I mean, that he's one of the people whose name is in the mix when you talk about who's really calling the shots. He has the title, but I'm not sure he is. But the fact is, I mean, how dumb is he? I mean, he tweets out really stupid stories that he ends up having to retract because they're so embarrassing. He doesn't read the story. He just reads the headline. A lot of people do that, but they're not the chief of staff of the president of the United States. But I mean, you have to be pretty dumb to believe. I mean, seriously, I don't care how much you hate Trump, what case full blown Trump derangement syndrome you have, to believe that Trump could poison Hillary Clinton by putting stuff on his hands that wouldn't poison him too. I mean, you have to be nuts. And according, again, take it for what it's worth. It's someone from the New York Times. That's what's being reported. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. There was an interesting poll came out today from Rasmussen, And I don't know what context they were asking the question, but they came up with the results that 57% of the American people think that the nation is headed for a depression, not a recession, a depression. And, you know, the stock market's reverted to normal today. It's down over 600 points, or it was when we went on the air. You know, $9 trillion in equity values has been lost in the last, since Brandon became president. Stanley Druckenmiller, who's a billionaire, tried to buy the Pittsburgh Steelers a few years back. He says that we're headed for a major debt crisis. So that we decided to make that the poll question today, based off this Rasmussen poll saying that 57% of the U.S. thinks we're headed for a depression. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where is the U.S. economy headed? A mild recession, severe recession, depression, or I'm on welfare. What do I care?
I thought about saying I'm a Democrat on welfare, but I realized that was redundant. So I'm going to say a severe recession.
68% say severe recession, 25% say we're headed for a depression, 6% for a mild recession, and 1% say they're on welfare. They don't care.
You ever notice you don't hear many of the Democrats? I mean, I know an election is nearing, but they don't seem that concerned about any of the economic headwinds, do they? Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, can we order up two cognitive tests instead of just one? I mean, if we're doing a one, I might as well get a two-for-one deal here. And I often wonder, if I'm seeing the news and I say to my wife, I go, does anybody have footage of the VP when she was a prosecutor arguing a case, even if it was for a parking ticket or a speeding ticket? Because I just can't see her articulating an argument in a court.
You know what? That's a good question. I think the state courts in California, you know, allow cameras, so we should be able to see something if she ever did argue a case. But you know what, Doug? I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's spent as much time in a courtroom as Joe Biden has, which is to say, no time in a courtroom.
I can go with that. I don't disagree with that. But you think somewhere, somebody, or even someone who was in a courtroom with her, Mark? Amazing how dumb she is. Dumb.
Really? It is. I could until today, until this morning when I heard her say it, I have never heard anyone confuse North and South Korea. And again, it was a major issue in the 1976 campaign when Gerald Ford mixed up the status of Poland.
Well, now we know who Joe's been shaking hands with. Ghost there was the representative that was killed, so we know that one.
Representative Walorski, thanks for the call, Doug. Will, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, yeah, I mean, look at Dan Quayle. Everybody talked about Dan Quayle, you know, not being too bright, but, I mean, this one, she takes the cake.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, she makes Dan Quayle look like a Mensa member, doesn't she?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think she's just like, everybody talks about Joe Biden being an empty suit. I think she was, you know, don't you think she was intentionally picked as a
I think he, I think
suit?
Again, his dithering mouth got him into this mess when he said he'd pick a woman of color. He wanted Amy Klobuchar. Which, you know, she's insane as well, though. I mean, she said just the other day that, you know, that they could fight the hurricane by, you know, giving more money to these green energy boondoggles. So she's out of her mind as well. But I don't think she's as dumb. I'd take in a Jeopardy quiz, I would take her over Kamala Harris. But, you know, there's a chance you wouldn't have any final Jeopardy because they'd both be in the red when it was time for the final final Jeopardy. Thanks for the call, Will. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, hi, Harry. You know, I love you so much, you know, and I respect you very well. I don't know why you're not helping Jeff Gill. At least we are Republican Party. We are family, and we should help him.
I'm not doing anything particularly against them. I just think it's, you know, I'm not going to waste a lot of time thinking about it. It's kind of a lost cause.
I know he kind of a little weak talking, but at least, what the hell going on?
That's what we're asking ourselves up here in Massachusetts. Thanks, Mr. Garcia. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-508 says, if I mixed up the North Shore and the South Shore, my kids would put me away. How about if you lived in Manhattan and you didn't know where the West Side and the East Side were divided? You know, people would start to look at you funny. I don't know if they'd put you away, but they'd, you know, they might buy you some kind of GPS. 844-500-4242-617 says, video of Kamala in action in California courtrooms is locked up with Obama's school records, etc. And his birth certificate. And his and the scores on his LSATs for Harvard Law School admission. Probably his SATs as well. I wonder what he got on his SATs.
Well, that was back when it was scored differently, right? Like when you took your SATs.
That was back when it was real. They were real SATs.
Yeah, was yours out of, what, 1,200?
1,600? 1,600.
Ours were like 2,400 or something.
Yeah, that's 2,400 is the new thing.
Yeah.
And now the schools, you know, even that's too difficult for the new Equity America. So they're, you know, they're making them optional. You know, you get to write essays instead, and the first thing you do, you write in the lead of the essay is how many protected classes you're a member of and the oppression you've suffered, so they'll know how to grade the grade everything. I mean, that's the reality of it, isn't it? Anyway, it's time now for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie, 2.5 million people are without power as Tropical Storm Ian drenches Florida. I'm sure it's more people at this point. But they're really trying to make progress here. And also, and I know you talked about this yesterday, Palm Beach County was hit with at least one tornado.
Right, Delray Beach.
Yeah, and Ron DeSantis was on TV today. He was in Punta Gorda, and he was just talking about all of the updates he has for people and what they're doing. And he really does have a great grasp on what to do here. I don't know if people have read kind of some of the things he's implemented with all of these different organizations, but this is a guy who, he was not leaving any stone unturned. He knows how critical people will be of him, and he came at it on the offense, which I think was a smart move.
Yeah, he really is a micromanager on things like this. I've told you before, you know, when I saw him, he was talking about all these legislative committees and bills and, you know, how much money they had stashed and how they couldn't get the contracts to fix the roadways in Florida because of the same problems everybody's having with labor. I mean, he really has a grasp of state government.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I was talking to Jerry about this today on my show, but it's unfortunate because now there's a lot of new people in Florida and new residents coming from other states, and they don't necessarily heed all of the warnings from local officials, especially when you've heard about these things for so long that you just probably assume, well, it's going to blow past us. It's not going to be a big deal. So people stay at their homes, and then it's a tough situation. But what was weird today, we were talking about this, the county sheriff in Lee County was saying that there was hundreds of deaths that he was expecting. And then DeSantis came out after and said, well, we're basing that off of the number of 911 calls we got from people who were seeing the water rise. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get hundreds of deaths. So I haven't really seen many updates on the number they have.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history.
Hopefully DeSantis is right on this one.
Yeah, even as soon as he said it this morning on ABC, I noticed that most of the networks did not pick up on it immediately because it just seemed too crazy, and they wanted to check it out, and they realized that it didn't seem right.
Yeah, and we'll let people know once we get a better number on that. The GDP fell 0.6% in the second quarter as recession fears grow. the GDP fell at a 0.6%.
If it were a Republican president, there would be a recession. There is a recession if Trump is president. But now they're just it's just recession feared.
Well, I did notice that in the Washington Post, they're writing columns like 7 ways a recession could actually be good for you. So that makes me feel like we're on phase three, where we finally admit that one is happening. Whereas a few weeks ago, you just weren't even allowed to call it that. It didn't meet the definition that they, the new definition they've come up with.
And incidentally, the fact that I mentioned in the, when we did the poll question, that 57% of the people polled by Rasmussen think the U.S. is going into a depression, is that a sign that the Democrats are going to have a good midterm election? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a lot of this stuff. I think when you look at the polls, you were really dead on the money about the fact that look at in the past, there's always been, they've always undercounted Republicans because Republicans don't get as much praise for their political viewpoints, so they keep them to themselves. In this case, you have a weaponized DOJ, you have a president calling people semi-fascist, you know, you have this young teenager who's run over by a crazy man. The political rhetoric towards Republicans right now is at an all-time high. Why would people tell pollsters they're voting for Republicans? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you'd either hang up or just
or lie.
Yeah,
I think I think a lot of people lie because I think especially Republicans like to mess with the pollsters. Howie, in other news, CNN exodus continues as 20 staffers from doomed CNN Plus were laid off. I had never even heard of this group, but it's about 20 staffers were laid off Wednesday, including workers on the Interview Club. That's what it's called, the Interview Club, which claimed to offer subscribers access to newsmakers like never before.
Now they're in the Unemployment Club.
The Interview Club was initiated alongside CNN Plus and offered subscribers the chance to connect with CNN talents, such as anchors, reporters, and guests.
How much do you have to pay not to connect with, say, Don Lamone, especially if you're in a bar late at night on in the Hamptons?
As most people...
Or not connect with Jeffrey Toobin on Zoom.
As most people probably know by now, CNN Plus was axed in late April.
I thought they were going to give them all a chance to find new jobs, though.
Well, that's the thing about Chris Licht is that he came in and said it's, you know, going to be a time for change. And he really did start implementing some major cuts right away. CNN Plus, Brian Stelter, Jeffrey Toobin. I don't know who's going to be next, but...
John Harwood.
John, yeah, exactly, John Harwood. So I don't think
so
we've seen the end of this.
He really, I mean, he has hit some of the really most loathsome low-hanging fruits at CNN.
If I were Don Lemon or Jim Acosta, I would be very nervous. More so Don Lemon, though, because he's going viral over the last 2 weeks for all the wrong reasons. And I think he's having trouble adapting to this new...
I think the thing, too, is, you know, when they start implementing cuts... You always go after the people that have the biggest paychecks. And, you know, again, he was in prime time, gay, member, multiple protected classes. I think he's very vulnerable.
I think Chris Cuomo had a really big paycheck, too. And I'm sure they had to pay him even more in their settlement agreement or whatever they came
to. Well,
I
thought he was still, isn't he still suing them? I think he's still suing them.
Yeah, so I mean, the money's just.
Are they going to settle up something? Because I don't think CNN has the stomach to go through discovery.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And also, I just don't think that some people, Howie, and we've talked about this before, the news media has always been slanted left. But before Trump, people were just a lot better at hiding their political views. But I don't think if you've gone for 4 years of Donald Trump, let's face it, they'll look back at those 4 years as their glory days, as the days where they were running the show and they were getting all this praise. It's hard to kind of put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know, and put that moderate mask back on and pretend that, you know, you're a fair and balanced when you didn't have to do it for 4 years.
You know, remember when Rick Pitino, the former coach of the Celtics, then went on to Kentucky, but he was the coach of the Celtics, and he said one time after, you know, the great glory years of the 80s were over, he said, you know, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish aren't walking through that door again. So is Chris Licht going to get a newsroom meeting of CNN and say, you know, Donald Trump ain't walking through that door again? Because it's the same situation,
no,
isn't it?
No, it is. It is. They're stuck in a time where you could get by just reporting, just being histrionic and
just
yelling things.
Just throw Don the ball.
Yeah. You want to be positive every day. You're the people being negative. You and some of the fans. Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans. Kevin McHale's not walking through that door, and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door.
It's so true. They're living in, they're stuck in the past. They think that they can just coast
by. Those were the big three. Trump was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one guy.
They should be praying that either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis wins, because that's the only thing that's going to revive their careers. I mean, think about it. Trump made people household names. No one's becoming a household name on CNN right now. They're just, no one's watching. And I think what really bothers them about Chris Licht is he's more concerned with viewers than he is with virtue signaling. And that is like, that was so not Jeff Zucker. So they're very upset with him. This is big news, which a lot of people have probably already seen this, but it's worth repeating, that Dr. Fauci's net worth soared to $12.6 million during the pandemic. It's up $5 million from 2019 to 2021. He had very good years. And
That's still pretty damn good that he was at $7.6 million, considering he's been on a public payroll his entire adult life.
Yeah, but you know what it is, Howie? Actually, before I tell people, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and look over their incoming inventory, then reserve the one you want. Shop online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Dr. Fauci made a good chunk of money in prizes. I didn't realize that when you go to these award things. Yeah, prizes. You go to these awards, you get awards for,
like,
you know,
you go to a carnival and you throw the ball and you win a bear.
Speaking truth to power, you know, picking up an award at a university. These come with some big, they come with money behind it.
Is it like the Oscars where your gift basket is worth like $30,000 or something?
Yeah. He's made a big chunk of change off the prizes. I never used to win prizes, even when I was at the fair.
Someone says, how long before Chris Wallace is given a pink slip from CNN? See, the thing is about guys like Chris Wallace, as opposed to these people they laid off yesterday, is Chris Wallace signed a big contract.
Yeah, it's tough.
He's going to, I mean, this, they're going to have to pay it. That's why they put that stupid show on. They're just trying to make back some of their money. All right, Grace. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month this year compared to last winter. That's a 24% increase. Probably that's a lowball estimate, too, due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. I've already started using mine in my office. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bone. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love my Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, quote, I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure, unquote. Right now, you can save $50 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temperatures. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIE50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
This Biden stuff is contagious. 844-500-4242. And we have a new sponsor on the show, givesendgo.com. It's a crowdfunding site that goes up against the politically correct crowdfunding site. And this is a good time to talk about GiveSendGo because of the Florida hurricane, and a lot of people are trying to raise money on the site. And also Michael Houck, he's the guy who was arrested last week by the SWAT team, or the not SWAT team of 20 FBI agents who came and arrested him. He was charged with he was charged with some kind of conspiracy felony, federal felony, even though the woke DA of Philadelphia refused to prosecute him on a misdemeanor assault and battery charge. It's out totally outrageous. But you know, the other site won't take on people like Michael Houck or some other people. So that's where Give, Send, Go comes in. And with us now is the co-founder of the of Give, Send, Go, Jacob Wells. Thanks for being with us here, Jacob.
Howie, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So you have the site. You have a fundraising page for Michael Houck right now, right? Set up by his family.
Yeah, it was a friend of the family that came on, set it up. They're the direct recipients of it. It's done tremendous so far. Seen a lot of traction with it.
How much have they raised?
They're approaching $350,000. So from nearly 5,000 people, it's pretty incredible.
Oh, that's really something. And they you know, unfortunately, they didn't mention it. Tucker had had the wife and the lawyer on last night. They didn't mention you guys, but that's you can do it. Are a lot of people setting up funds for their devastated property and lost real estate, lost cars, floods in Southwest Florida?
Actually, they are. I hopped on right before I came on and was able to scan through and see page after page of campaigns for people that have been hit hard, and they're using Give, Send, Go to fundraise to make up the difference of some of the devastation.
And so tell us, what's the difference? You don't censor people politically. I mean, like right. The Canadian truckers, they had all their you know, they couldn't go on the other site, could they?
Well, they started there and then were shut down there. What people didn't realize that there was a simultaneous Give, Send, Go that was running at the same time. Didn't get all the mainstream attention that the GoFundMe did at that moment, or that other site. And when that company shut that campaign down, they switched over to Give, Send, Go, and they quickly outpaced our platform, quickly outpaced what was raised on GoFundMe. We ended up seeing $13 million, Canadian dollars, yeah.
Wow. So GoFundMe charges a specific percentage, right?
They actually did, but we spearheaded a new model.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's explain how your model works.
Yeah, so we said, listen, people raising money, they need the money they're raising. That's why they're raising it. So it didn't make sense to us to charge people that needed money to use a platform. And we knew that givers were coming on and they had money. So it's like, well, it makes sense to just see if the givers will give a little bit more. So we launched this generosity model of just allowing people to be generous with our platform and donate a little extra if they wanted to, completely voluntarily. Since then, GoFundMe's tried to replicate what we were doing. because, you know, I think they saw us gaining a bit of traction, but it's been tremendous. And we are a free platform in that respect, our platform. We don't charge a platform fee.
And so you can, by the way, can political candidates go on here?
They can, and they're actually going to get a really good rate compared to what some of the other political platforms allow them. And we have some of the same functionality where ask for the required information like employer and that type of stuff. So we have that functionality. It's actually a pretty recent thing that we rolled out.
So if you're a destitute candidate, like so many in Massachusetts are, you could go on givesendgo.com and try to raise money.
You can. That's right. That's the big word, try. Yeah.
All right. So where do people go? Do you give us the where they can check out Give, Send, Go. I think I know. givesendgo.com, right?
You got that right. And it's those three words. I appreciate the enunciation. Sometimes it gets confusing with people, but it is givesendgo.com. It's very simple. Set up a campaign right there. And we're on all the social media websites as well.
Okay. And by the way, we didn't do a charity hour last Christmas, but we're going to do it this year. And you guys are going to co-sponsor it with us, right?
We are.
The last day before we go on the Christmas break, we're going to be giving away, I think, 100, 200 bucks to everybody who calls in with a legitimate chartered charity.
Right.
And it's really a lot of fun because we get a lot of different groups from all over the place, all
That's
over
awesome.
The country, actually.
We're excited. I mean, we love giving back. It's one of the things we do on our platform is give back. So
the charity hour is coming back in December, and give givesendgo.com will be the co-sponsored. If you want to help out Michael Houck's family, the pro-life advocate in Pennsylvania who was arrested in an outrageous prosecution and last week, or you want to help out people in Florida, go to givesendgo.com. Jacob Wells, thanks for coming in, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr.